This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The third hour of this live Sunday edition. We have plenty of time for you if you want to join us here. And we have been covering 10 reasons why Republicans are mad about, well, the Republicans. The Republican rank and file are mad at the elected Republicans for selling them out and passing a trillion-dollar budget that funds things that some Republicans don't really like. We're going to get back into that list here. It's Ian and Daryl in the studio, but first, back to the phones and to the fun. First up, we've got Doug in Illinois, listening online via TuneIn. Hello, Doug.
Hi. Yeah, I'm pretty much calling to get information about your show and about Mark. I like a lot of people. I go to an app and I download your show, you know, if I didn't get to hear it live. And I think that that really can be the way that you're going to have radio going in the near future. It will be on demand, if not live and over the internet. And much to my shock, I'm reading the headline, the little headline and hit on there, Mark Edge may quit Free Talk Live. And I had been shopping at the time and I had it on and, you know, in my ear and I'm hearing it, and he had an issue with not enough people donating to the AMP program. And, you know, I'm kind of wondering, I bought your VPN, the VPN company that bought airtime on your show.
Great, ProXPN.
Yeah, right, over a year ago. I actually went out and I bought it. And I'm wondering why you don't have your show doing more like that with the radio. Like, okay, when you download a program, the show here you have brought to you by fill in the blank, whatever company bought airtime for your show. I mean, that should be the way that it should be going, more like a normal radio show where a company should be buying airtime. You offer a terrific product.
We have that. We have sponsors.
Okay, so why are you claiming that you don't have enough to cover everything then, or what? You know,
No. Why? Okay, so for listeners who might just be tuning in here, it was last night on the show, the very final segment. Mark announced that he is quitting. He's quitting the on-air
part.
Right, the on-air aspect of Free Talk Live. So he is no longer an on-air host of this radio show. That doesn't mean that he's leaving behind the scenes. He is still interested in being the sales manager for Free Talk Live, which has been his role for the last decade. And he is the guy who does those things. Like, he's the guy who finds the advertisers and, you know, talks to them and pitches them on the show and ultimately, hopefully, sells something to them and, you know, collects the check and schedules the advertising and all that. So we do that sort of traditional advertising model. The AMP program is different from the traditional advertising model. That's a way to directly connect with the listeners, to have the listeners support the show directly without a middleman. I mean, obviously, there's whatever credit card company that might be in the middle there, or PayPal. But now we have Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com, so you can actually cut out the middleman. But anyway, the idea being to get direct contributions from listeners. That way, if you lose an advertiser, which happens, right? You know, advertiser comes on and they, you know, end their sale, or they decide they don't want to spend money on advertising for a little while or whatever. There's different reasons why companies come and go. But, you know, if you lose an advertiser and the advertiser had been bringing in a $1,000 check every month, that's a pretty big hit. But if you've got 500 listeners who are giving you $5 a month or something like that, then that helps kind of cushion that blow. But to be clear, the AMP money doesn't get mixed in with the sales money. The AMP money is money that is directed towards promoting Free Talk Live and helping us spread the message of liberty, whereas the sales money that Mark does goes towards, you know, each person that's involved with the show. So Mark and myself, and of course it's a church-run operation, so all the money ends up getting poured back into the Shire Free Church's operations anyway. But all that said, Mark was frustrated with what he perceives to be a lack of support for his craft. And so it's not that he doesn't like to be on the air. It's not that he's having, that he's not able to sell Free Talk Live. We have active advertisers on the show right now. It's just that he feels like the libertarian movement hasn't backed up the show in the way that he had hoped that they would. And he and I have a different viewpoint on this. I'm more of the mindset of, you know, things will grow how they're going to grow, and I just want to appreciate everybody who's contributing at whatever level they're contributing. I don't have any expectations of people, and so therefore anything that comes above zero, I appreciate it. He seems to have been sort of grated at by this over time. He'd complained about it before privately to us here in the studio, you know, after show hours, and I guess it finally came to a head where he feels like he needs to be validated, I suppose, in what it is that he's doing, and that is giving a whole lot of his time, which he could otherwise be spending with his family, to this show and the Liberty Movement. And ultimately, he doesn't feel like the people in the movement are supporting it to the level that he would like to see happen. So he walked from the on-air role. Does that explain a little bit better what has gone down in the last 24 hours?
Yeah, kind of. I would look into that too, though. I mean, like, people like me download the show at a later date. And, you know, maybe that might be an opportunity for the show to make, you know, maybe a quick ad in the beginning, you know, for the show to be able to make money. And that way we don't have to pay to download it. You're making money and you're
growing. You don't have to pay. You shouldn't be paying anyone to download Free Talk Live.
Right, but you were talking about how, you know, a different radio show, you would have to pay to download it. Free Talk Live,
yeah.
You don't have to pay. And I
right.
think that it might be an opportunity where if you're in a pinch and the show should be in a pinch, where, you know, put a quick ad on each in the beginning of each download. And
well, pre-roll ads are pretty unpopular. I mean, you could do it. You're talking about what's called in the business a pre-roll, meaning that before you actually get to the content that you want, you got to watch an ad. This is what YouTube does, right? And who actually sits there and watches the YouTube ads? Do you?
No, I don't. But I mean, you wouldn't be able to click out of it. You know,
you
can
hit the fast forward button.
True.
Yeah. So you know, if somebody want to listen to an ad, they're not going to listen to it, and then it's just going to get in their way. But to what you're saying, if you listen to the podcast, the regular listener podcasts, the regular archives that you download from freetalklive.com, there's usually five or six advertisements strewn throughout the podcast. They don't go up front, but, you know, if you listen for 20 minutes, you're going to hear one of them eventually. So we do those things. Maybe they're just so unobtrusive, you just haven't even noticed them. Thanks for the call tonight, Doug. I do appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for the suggestion. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
And again, the money from advertisers and the money from the app program are two completely different sets of monies.
That's correct.
The money from the app program goes towards advertising, marketing, and promoting Free Talk Live.
That's correct.
Money brought in from advertisers goes towards paying, you know, regular operational
the mortgage,
stuff.
That kind of thing. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And Mark did say that he would be willing to return to the airwaves on Free Talk Live, so the door is open for the future. He's just going to be taking an indefinite time period off. He had said that he would be willing to come back once the AMP program reaches $5,000, which, as he pointed out, doesn't benefit him directly.
Right.
Now, obviously, if Mark remains as the head of sales for Free Talk Live, if the AMP program is to all of a sudden shoot up, if the AMP program gets, you know, more money and that allows us to market the show more effectively and we bring in another 150 affiliates and double our affiliate count to 300, that might make it so Mark could charge a little bit more for advertising.
Right.
So,
that would indirectly.
Yeah.
That's the...
Maybe. And even then, you can add 50 stations to your 150 stations, and you're really not going to be able... Unless you get New York City or something like that, you're really not going to be able to increase the advertising rates too
right.
much.
Right. And, you know, based on the number of markets that are available, if we wind up adding 150 more stations, chances are we're going to be adding some big markets.
Yeah, I mean, bigger markets would certainly help towards increasing the ad rates, but, you know, Free Talk Live's rates are very, very low anyway. Like, you know, you can buy advertising on this national radio show for probably less than you would pay one local radio station for an ad. So, like, one ad on Free Talk Live, I bet you couldn't get an ad on the local radio station for that cheap. I bet
probably
you that's not.
Not
possible. Unless you're just in a totally small, rinky-dink kind of marketplace. But even then, I'd say we'd be pretty competitive. Toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. And so Mark is still doing the sales thing. So if you want to buy a bunch of ads with Free Talk Live, you can reach out to him, mark@freetalklive.com. He'll still be checking his emails throughout his extended vacation. And he's also, I think, planning on doing some blogging for us as well. So
that'll be nice.
I did ask him about that last night. I said, hey, while you're on vacation, you could write some blogs if you want. So that might be something that he'll be doing. He said he would do it. When the first one will come out, I don't know, because he's on the road right now driving down with the family to Florida. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly. Significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ah, so now I see why it was the Free State Project was mentioned on the Salem Radio News. Edward Snowden is going to be speaking at the Liberty Forum this coming 2016. It's happening February 18th through the 21st. Right before we started the show here tonight, our network, the Genesis Communications Network, plays a newscast at the top of the hour that our stations don't pick up generally, but it's something that we hear on in our headphones.
Some of the stations could.
In theory, they could, but generally most stations won't pick it up. So you probably didn't hear what we heard. Anyway, Salem Radio News is one of the networks that puts different shows out there. They syndicate like Michael Medved and Hugh Hewitt and sort of these right-wing, religious-oriented talk show hosts. That's what Salem Radio Network is. And they were talking about the Free State Project, and specifically Edward Snowden speaking at the upcoming Liberty Forum. And I was kind of just surprised to hear that on a national newscast. So I just went and hit Google News up, and apparently there are a few different places. There are actually 87 articles out there today, and I don't know if it's the AP or whoever it is that picked this up, but some multiple newspapers and news sources have picked up this this story about Edward Snowden appearing at the Liberty Forum. You can be there for this in real life. Now, Edward, unfortunately, will not be there in real life. He'll be there via video link from Moscow.
Via Snowden bot.
Yeah, because he can't actually show up physically in reality. Because the government of the United States will put him in a cage.
I wonder if they're actually going to have the Snowden bot.
What is the Snowden bot?
Remember when there was the news about Edward Snowden passing out literature or something in Times Square a while back, and then he had an appearance?
That was Roger Veer, wasn't it?
I thought it was Snowden, and then Snowden was at a TED Talk, and they had this little machine that Edward Snowden was able to control and make it move across the stage, and his face appeared on a screen to where it kind of looked like, remember old Max Headroom from the 80s where the head's on the screen?
Oh, that's so cool.
But he had this little robot, and he was able to move the robot. So it's not actually called Snowden Bot, but calling it Snowden Bot.
I don't know if Roger Veer got that idea from Ed Snowden or what, but Roger Veer, the Bitcoin Jesus, absolutely did that at one of the Bitcoin conferences because he couldn't come to the United States.
Right.
He appeared as a robot with a head on a movable display that he could remote control. So, yeah, that definitely happens. How they'll do it with Edward Snowden at the Liberty Forum, I suspect he'll be on some sort of large screen projection unit because, well, it's likely that there are going to be a lot of people in the hall that are going to be waiting to see him, and I don't know if the little bot's going to
I'm just thinking Snowden bot walking around through the vendor area would
That'd be cool.
Excellent video.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. So we don't know
and
what it's going to
look
like.
Maybe you could get Snowden bot on Free Talk Live.
I would love to do that, if that's a possibility. So we don't know what it's going to end up looking like, but we know he's going to be speaking at the Liberty Forum, and tickets are available now, so go to nhlibertyforum.com to register yours. It's happening in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Radisson Hotel. We'll be broadcasting live every night. It's February 18th through the 21st, so we're talking about 2 months. That's all you got to prepare for this. It's going to be the 9th annual Liberty Forum in what will be
almost annual.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's the 9th time in almost as many years as the Liberty Forum has occurred, and we'll look forward to it because we get to broadcast live from the event, so we'll look forward to seeing you there. NHLibertyForum.com, featuring Edward Snowden and some other people. Who they are, I don't know, but if you go to NHLibertyForum.com, it'll show you who they have announced thus far. Not everyone has been announced. I know they're still working on a certain magician.
Ooh.
I don't know if I can say who that is. There's nothing guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, so I don't want to spoil anything.
And they're also going to have the first annual Liberty Gala Awards.
Yeah, this is like a thing where people are nominating Free Staters for best this and that, right?
Yeah, I'll post the link on the Facebook page.
Cool. It looks like The Blaze picked up the story as one of the, it was an AP piece, by the way, the Free State Project. Edward Snowden will appear via video link as a featured speaker at the New Hampshire Convention of Libertarian Activists. The Valley News reports the former NSA contractor will participate in a 30-minute discussion and Q&A at the New Hampshire Free State Project's convention in Manchester in early February. Free State Project describes itself as an effort to recruit liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire. The group says it's trying to recruit 20,000 people who agree that a government should act to protect people's rights. Snowden leaked millions of documents about a government surveillance or about government surveillance to a United Kingdom newspaper in 2013. He's been living in Russia under a grant of asylum and faces charges in the U.S. for leaking details of the once secret program. Free State Project President Carla Garrick confirmed a speaking engagement at their Liberty Forum, which runs from February 18th through the 21st, and says the topic has yet to be decided. She said, quote, "He's a really insightful and brilliant man. From our perspective, we're really excited to give him a platform." Garrick said Snowden doesn't deserve to be labeled a traitor. She said, quote, "I think what he did was incredibly courageous and brave," comparing Snowden's disclosures with those of Daniel Ellsberg, who released the Pentagon Papers. Snowden was the subject of a 2014 documentary, Academy Award-winning documentary called Citizen 4, which chronicles his work with Guardian journalist Glenn Greenwald and filmmaker Laura Poitras to reveal those secrets. So I've heard that movie's excellent. I have yet to see it, though.
I've yet to see it, and one of his attorneys, Jesselyn Radak, was at the Liberty Forum, I think, two years ago.
And that's, I think, how they got the connection.
Along with Thomas Drake, who was the Edward Snowden before Edward Snowden was Edward Snowden.
Yeah, so they've really had just some real winner of speakers at these events in the past, and I think this is going to be an amazing event.
And Drake did try going through those proper channels that you hear people like Hillary Clinton say that Snowden should have gone through.
And he got shut down.
Not only did he get shut down, he still got charged with espionage.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Jeff in Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live, listening in Elgin.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So are you guys trying to get more women in the Libertarian Party?
Well, the Libertarian movement is much larger than the Libertarian Party. But sure, more women in the Liberty movement, I think no one would disagree with
more
that.
More people.
Yeah, more people, period, would be nice.
Well, I mean, like, okay, but there's a big disparity, right? Not enough.
There's definitely a big disparity.
Well, I mean, maybe you could have like a lady night. You could do some kind of, you could have, you know, different things like that too. And then you probably, maybe you have to consider, like, where would the best place to recruit from, the Democrats or Republicans or just other people, or what do you think?
I don't think there's a best place. I think there are people who are disillusioned with the political system from both Democrats and Republicans, and also, more importantly, in my opinion, non-party affiliated people, people who consider themselves independent. Those are
people that don't vote.
Right, right. People that are outside the system. So I think that arguably you probably had a better time recruiting people who aren't Republicans and Democrats, just because they're not as dyed in the wool if they're outside of that political paradigm already. But ultimately, people should try to persuade and communicate with the people that they can best communicate with. So if you're already kind of a Republican or right-leaning person, then you're likely a better communicator to those kind of people, as opposed to showing up at an event full of Democrats and trying to spread the ideas of liberty to them. If you're more of a, you know, if you're more of a lefty kind of leaning person, then talk to the people that you can speak with more effectively. I think it's different. I think the answer to your question is different for each individual. Thank you, Jeff, for your call. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype. That's Skype username LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live, live Sunday show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here live. Sunday edition continues. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And you can also join us via Skype. At Skype, username LRN.FM with you tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
And don't forget to check out Daryl on his website, FPP.cc. What will our listeners find on FPP.cc?
You will find daily and weekly news and commentary in written form. You will also find a link over to a monthly newspaper, an actual physical newspaper that you can hold in your hands that comes out once a month.
Or you can download the PDF.
Or you can download the PDF. And the reason I put the PDF online is twofold. One, I want people to download it and read it. Mm-hmm. And secondarily, I want people to download it, find a printer near them, and print off copies and distribute it as they see fit.
Well, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. I don't know of anybody doing that. You can even replace the ads. Like, you know, there's ads in there. You want to print it off and, you know, distribute copies? Sell your own ads. I don't care.
I love that idea. You are the most dedicated person as far as media, I think, is concerned, because it takes a lot of effort to really do what you do with that newspaper, to edit the paper, to decide what articles are going to go into it, to put it, you know, to do the layout of the paper each month, and then, you know, actually send it off to the printers, physically pick up 200 and however many copies.
1,000 copies.
2,000 copies. I'm sorry.
No, 1,000.
1,000 copies.
Used to be 2, and then I downsized because I lost a couple of distribution points.
And then to distribute physically those papers, you do it all on your lonesome, and you know, it would be nice for other people to step up and help out.
There's also podcasts that I do. There's the daily 5-minute newscast, FPP Radio News. There's a thrice weekly half-hour show that I do, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, and then a weekly 5-minute news commentary. All of that is at fppradio.com.
And it's all free to download. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. First up, we've got David. He's in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, I guess, it's, and best of luck there to Mark. When I moved to California, I took up selling ads, and if I understand right, Mark's whole position on it was the libertarians in general aren't buying ads to the degree that, you know, anybody would figure normal. And
he's more frustrated with the libertarians not supporting the show directly via the AMP program. That's what is frustrating to him.
Well, you know, that's kind of funny. I wonder, are libertarians, each party, I mean, you've got 50 states, so they have 50 different sets of laws that a party can be involved in, yet there's more like business trade associations. It's kind of like the way that the Chamber of Commerce does business through the year, but then at some point they do various political debates and forums and advertising and whatnot. So, yeah, I wonder if it... as a marketeer, I wonder if he should look at each of the 50 state laws and see what methods they need to, you know, set up a block of ads. You know, because
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm very confused by what you're saying here.
Say, for example, if you've got you know, a libertarian food producer in Wyoming or something, and you've got GCN, for example, has got a number of different affiliates in the listening area that they would like to target. You know, they might want to go down to Denver, they might want to go up to Boise, they might want to do some tourist trade up in Jackson Hole or something. But for the most part, they're not big enough to go nationwide. So being able to target the affiliates that are necessary, but that if Free Talk Live has some shows on those affiliates, they'd want to buy blocks of time, so Mark, in other words, would maybe have to get in touch with each of those individual stations and split the commission, you know.
Yeah, that sounds really complicated.
But that's also not what Mark is upset about. The frustration that Mark has zero to do with advertisers.
Well, I think he'd like to have more advertising.
He would, but
That's not why he left.
What he talked about when he said he was leaving.
Right.
He was talking about people joining the AMP program. People that listen to the show.
Which has nothing to do with advertising.
There's, what, like 2,500 downloads on average, or listens on average to one of the podcasts of the show.
Funny,
And there's not 2,500 people that are throwing a couple dollars a month.
Of course not.
To Free Talk Live.
I think it's unrealistic to expect that.
That's what Mark is upset about.
Yeah, I think it's unrealistic of him to expect that. I mean, to me, if you can get 10%, which is basically what we've got, because we've got about 250, 270 active Free Talk Live amplifiers, and you get about 2,500 downloaders. Most of the amplifiers are not radio listeners. They're likely to be downloaders.
Right.
So I feel like 10% is actually really, really good, in my opinion. But
beyond good. When I was doing everything, television, radio, and radio networks, as well as a bunch of newspapers and quarterlies and all sorts of different things. And when you start looking in, like your average junk mail only gets, they might send out 1 million pieces, but they're
1%.
Yeah, 1 to 1.5%.
Yeah, if you get 1%, that's generally considered about right for direct mail response,
sure,
from what I understand.
So,
hey, thank you, David, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. As far as the advertising ideas that he had, it doesn't. What David wasn't really understanding is how network radio sales work, right? So, like, just to quickly go into what he was saying, if somebody in Montana wants to advertise on Free Talk Live, but only to advertise to, you know, Midwest area or whatever that region is, radio stations, that doesn't work because we can't target ads just to that one region. We, you know, if you buy an ad on Free Talk Live, everyone's going to hear it. You know, all the 150 radio stations we have from coast to coast, and listeners on the internet beyond that, well, they're all going to hear that. So you can really best target businesses that have an international or national interest as far as advertising is concerned.
Right, and if somebody wants regional distribution of their ad, they're going to go through some sort of ad broker guy that deals with that region and does that thing.
Yeah. So, but regarding back to the issue of what, you know, why Mark is frustrated, I mean, I get where he's coming from. I understand it. I just don't personally agree with it. I didn't want to shoot him down or anything. Like, this is obviously what he wants to do.
Right.
He's had it. He's frustrated. And, you know, I understand that the libertarian movement is so small that there's really, I don't have very high expectations at all for what can come out of it. I mean, I know there are some libertarians out there with money. I just don't know who they are. I mean, some very generous people will give more than $5 a month to the show.
Right.
We have some folks who give 10 or 25, and in a few cases, a little bit more than $25 a month. And gosh, I'm so grateful for that. There's certain hosts out there that'll turn their nose up at $2. I'm not going to turn my nose up at $2. I appreciate that somebody is going to take the time to hit the send button and or, you know, cut a check or hand me money in person or whatever.
Or send you some Bitcoin.
Or Bitcoin, yep. We can do that now at amp.freetalklive.com. So, you know, I think that Mark leaving is more of just an overall frustration with the Liberty Movement. I don't think he would realistically believe that 2,500 of 2,500 listeners are going to.
Right. Now, wasn't trying to imply that at all. I was just, you know, putting out the number of this is roughly how many people are listening, and he's frustrated that the number of people donating isn't closer to that number than it is to zero.
Yeah, it's just a mindset, I guess, of sort of a lack mentality compared to being grateful for what you have. And I'm not saying Mark isn't grateful for the people that are supporting the show. I know that he is, in fact.
Right.
But, you know, that's just where he is, and it's not where I am. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'd love to see him back on the air, and maybe he will come back someday, but at least for the immediate future, there's no plan for that to happen until AMP reaches 5,000, and as of the last 5 years, it's sort of just been floating at around 3,000. So we haven't really had much growth at all. In fact, it's been sort of sliding backwards slowly and sliding upward a little bit and sliding backwards. Anyway, today was a really good day for AMP. We had a record number of people sign up for the AMP program, so that's a good thing. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you want to AMP the show, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. We do it via PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right through the website. Or now you can do it anonymously via Bitcoin, which is super cool. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got enough time for you. If you dial now, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com, and you can support the show. One of the ways to do it is to amp the show, but also to shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter the Amazon links you'll find there. Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase price when you enter, and it's UK Amazon, Canada Amazon, and US Amazon. All of those links are at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls here. Ralph is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Good evening, the two of you. I want to have an understanding with the two of you about the issue of race. Okay. Because in my 30-something years of living in this country, I understand that as part of the quote-unquote human experience. So now, we delve into the subject matter of hate crime, okay, which is considered in one place but not in another. You're probably well aware of that situation that happened there in Minnesota, Minneapolis, about, you know, the Black Lives Matter having the agitation and the protest against the police. Now, obviously, there were people...
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Okay, well, that was in the Wall Street Journal, so I'm just bringing this up now.
Okay.
There are people who, you know, get robbed the wrong kind of way, and a group of them showed up with their guns, okay? Unfortunately, this really pains me to say this. Among that group of people, primarily white, there was a single individual there that was Asian, okay?
And just to clarify what you're saying here, the group of people that showed up in Minneapolis are Black Lives Matter protesters and they were toting guns? Is that what you're saying?
No. The people who disagree with the agenda of the Black Lives Matter showed up there.
People who disagree with Black Lives Matter showed up with guns?
Showed up there with guns, correct. Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a, they obviously used that weapon to shoot at the crowd of agitator and protestor. Okay. You disagree with
they used
them,
what to shoot at the crowd?
Say that again, sir.
You said someone shot at the crowd with what?
With their guns. With their guns. Okay. And so now, you know, the police was able to, you know, to take them into custody. And guess what? They are being charged with hate crime, of course. That's to be expected. But there's another situation that happened.
Well, I think they should be charged with attempted murder. Or whatever. Not, you know, I think hate crimes are ridiculous.
Okay, but here's where the double standard is played out, okay? Here's where the double standard as far as hate crime is concerned. It applies in one place, but not in another. In the University of Chicago, you probably heard that, right? Because that's that was in the news. That was widely reported. There was a black individual that made terroristic threats against white people. The FBI was even involved in this case. Now, you know, this animal was apprehended, of course, and they never considered, you know, the terroristic threat that this animal has done on white people as a hate crime. Now, my question here is this. Why is that the case?
Well, it definitely sounds like a double standard. I'll definitely give you that. The hate crimes are thank you for the call, Ralph. The hate crime, I don't support those. I think that people should just be charged with whatever their crime is. So if you attack somebody, to me it doesn't matter if you don't like the person because of their race or their gender or their eye color.
Or they've got more money and you want to take it.
Yeah, I mean, whatever the reason is, I think generally in attacking another human being, there's usually some sort of disdain for the person that is being attacked.
Right.
And, you know, it doesn't make the attack worse because somebody speaks some naughty words beforehand. Oh, you darn such and such, I hate you. And then they attack you. That all of a sudden makes it worse. Whereas, you know, they break your jaw either way, you've still got a broken jaw.
And there are sometimes with the hate crime that, you know, words weren't said beforehand of I'm attacking you because X. It was something of the person being attacked happened to fall into a quote-unquote protected group. And
so it's automatically a hate crime.
So it's automatically a hate crime.
Yeah.
This guy happened to be homosexual, or this guy happened to be, you know, fill in the blank ethnicity, and the person...
If a gay guy attacks another gay guy, is he all of a sudden a self-hating gay?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Derek.
He's not here right now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Reverend Dimwit calling from Vatican City, listening via TuneIn.
Yeah, I just tuned in and dropped out about 30 minutes ago, and I've been wanting to respond to Minister Edge's off-the-rails remarks about me last night, but am I to hear correctly that he's off the air and he's on a permanent witless vacation?
He is no longer on air as a part of Free Talk Live, so you will not be able to respond to him directly unless you send him an email.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss. I do hope he ends back up where he belongs, like Albert Speer got off easy. Good riddance, Minister Edge. You can call me a lunatic all you want. Neither are true. Merry Christmas, WPU Perry.
Is that all you got there? Thanks for the call. All right. So, yeah, some people are upset that Mark has left. Some people are happy that Mark has left. Other people are indifferent to it. I think a lot of people are upset, though. Judging by the outpouring of support that the AMP program has received today, there have been more amplifiers in this one day, more people signing up for the AMP program in this one day than probably the last, like, 2 or 3 weeks combined. So that is an indicator that, I mean, no one sent a note to say why they had amped the show today, but given that you generally don't have that many amplifiers on
right.
one day, odds are good they were doing it to support Mark.
What would be considered circumstantial evidence yeah. of why they were amping?
Right.
Or increasing their amp, as you had told me a couple of people did.
A few people did, yeah, existing amp, but which just wasn't what Mark asked for in
right.
in his statement that he made last night, the very end of the show. He made it clear that he was directing his comments at folks who had been listening to the show but haven't backed up the show as a Free Talk Live amplifier. And, like, I get where he's coming from. I get it. Like, I would have loved to have put up my satellite fundraiser last year when we were trying to raise money to get back on in Africa on satellite. My original goal was, like, $20,000 for
right.
that. And we ended up raising around $4-something, I think it was. And rather than be disappointed or upset or angry about it, I just looked at it as, wow, well, that's $4,000 more than I had before, and that pays for a full year on the satellite, so we're going to go ahead with this and, you know, see what happens next year.
We actually wound up through, you know, like, course of events that no one really had control over, getting better satellite coverage than what we signed up for.
That's true. The satellite went off the air, like, literally went dark, as they call it.
They lost contact with the satellite.
Yeah, that was about a month ago. It's gone. I mean, basically, it's still there floating around, but it's no longer operating. And so the satellite provider did move us to SES-5, which is a better satellite with better coverage in more English-speaking areas of Africa, including South Africa, which was pretty much not in the old coverage zone at all. And now it's a very high signal in South Africa, as well as all the as far west as Liberia, which Northwest Africa, that we hadn't had before either. So, yeah, we've got way more English-speaking potential listeners now on a larger, more popular satellite.
And did they fix the mix-up to where Latin music was playing?
Yes. Thankfully, Akko in Cameroon did report that they had put the wrong feed on our channel, and so we're going to get a credit for that. And anyway, things are better there now. But it can be frustrating being within the libertarian movement and trying to raise funds for what you're doing. You know,
right.
You know this, Daryl. I mean, you have your fans program over
yes.
FPP.cc, and you know, there's never enough, but it's nice to have something. And,
right.
You know, we do have something coming in, so I'm grateful to everyone who has supported the show. And thank you to folks who, you know, they got their butt kicked in gear because of Mark leaving. I mean, that was his intention. He wanted to walk away because, well, you know, he usually goes on vacation this time of year anyway, so it seemed like a decent time to do it. But now he has no immediate plan to come back
right.
until there's a certain level of support behind the show. And maybe that'll happen, and maybe it won't. But it's up to you. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you can sign up. You can support the show that way. And you get the perks and the benefits and all of that. And, you know, we were kind of talking about, well, what other benefit? Maybe we don't have enough benefits. And, you know, my point was, well, we kind of give everything away anyway. So we're not going to change how we do that. I'm not going to take and lock the archives up behind some sort of paywall. I'm not going to lock the webcam or the chat room up behind the paywall. I feel like, you know, you always give those things. We've always given those things away.
Right.
We should continue to do that. So really, it is just a raw question of supporting the show as it is, as an outreach format, an outreach project for the liberty movement that is it's unmatched. You know, I wish there were another 10 shows out there like us that were competing in the marketplace and radio, but there's not. There's the Freedom Fiends, and they're doing good work in the overnights, but they've only got a few dozen stations, and we're at 150. So if you want to support the show, please do that at amp.freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl at fpp.cc, and we'll see you tomorrow night. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.